Hello, everyone. So I put an episode out Monday, I think it was, saying that I would be doing a bunch of episodes, but right now I just recorded an episode and it did not upload. And I know that will be the same for this episode that I'm recording right now. So, congrats to me recording episodes that aren't being released. I have to work things out on the tech side. Fun. Anyways, and you know what? I realized, like, how dumb was I to say I'm putting out all these episodes when I'm about to travel. So I will see how many episodes that I do this week, but it is looking as though my Vanderpump Rules reunion episodes will not be released this week. Maybe. First of all, these episodes are not even published or they're not even coming out. So that takes priority. Anyways, so Tom Brady, comics who are part of this roast, I heard Nikki Glaser, who absolutely crushed, killed, murdered, like. To watch Nikki Glaser on the Tom Brady roast on Netflix, it just proved that this is a woman who has put the time in. She has done the work. That is the only way that your delivery is that spot on, is countless, countless, countless hours of working on your craft. And I love Nikki Glaser. I'm a fan of hers. I've seen her live. I don't care for. I think it's called like Bang or something. She has a special on Netflix. I don't care for that, and it's kind of unfortunate because it's to see her live and to see a bit more variety of the content when you see her live versus how hypersexual that special was. It was a little unfortunate, but Nikki Glaser is a true talent, top tier comic. And she was on a podcast saying how, they worked at this stuff for years. These comics worked at these Tom Brady jokes for not years, sorry, for months. So I feel very sad for the comics because what did Tom Brady do? He came out and he shit all over everything. And I'm not on Tom Brady's side with this whatsoever. And I like Tom Brady. I think he is gorgeous. Very handsome. I think he kind of looks European to me. He kind of has interesting eyes. And I knew someone who kind of had the same type of eyes as him and as Brady. And he told me, like, everybody always asks him if he's European. Like, Tom Brady, I think part of the reason why Tom Brady looks so hot or is so hot to myself is. He definitely has a bit of a unique look, and then he's clearly very chiseled. I am a sucker all day, every day for a chiseled jaw. But Tom Brady, like, this was so uncalled for. It was so incredibly uncalled for him to say what he said. So Tom Brady was on a podcast. I have the quotes here, but I'm not on that. As a podcaster, I can't be sitting here and not, okay, there we go, and not be name dropping the podcast. Like, that's so rude. So Tom Brady was on the Pivot podcast, and I assume it came out this morning slash last night because it's headline news. And so on the podcast, Tom Brady talks about regretting being on or being roasted in the recent Netflix is a Joke festival special that aired live, and that was it was called The Greatest Roast of All Time, Tom Brady, The Greatest Roast of All Time. So Tom Brady said, quote, "I liked when the jokes were about me. I didn't like the way they affected my kids. It's the hardest part about, like, the bittersweet aspect of when you do something that you think is one way, and then all of a sudden you realize, I wouldn't do that again because of the way that it affected actually the people that I care about the most in the world." Sometimes you're naive. I always said when I was going through the Deflategate stuff that I watched three things on TV: Premier League soccer, golf, and comedy shows. Every time I turned on SportsCenter, it was like, are you fucking kidding me? I just want to laugh. I wanted to do the roast because Jeff Ross became somebody I knew. Brady also said that the roast was, quote, a good lesson for me as a parent. And he said, I'm going to be a better parent as I go forward because of it. Brady also said, I'm happy everyone who was there had a lot of fun. If we're not laughing about things, we're crying. We should have more fun. What do we love? We love laughing in the locker room. Let's do more of that and love each other and celebrate other people's success. Okay. So that's all of what Tom Brady said on the Pivot podcast. And I just want to read what Nikki Glaser said on the Howard Stern show. The Howard Stern show. I'm reading very oddly. Okay, so Nikki said, we all collectively just decided not to involve his kids too much in anything because they didn't ask for that. So any kind of reference to anything with that, we left off the table. We all agreed, let's not throw the kids under the bus, end quote. So I'm just very disappointed in Tom Brady saying this. He didn't have to. This was a choice. And I don't feel bad for Tom Brady, and I don't feel bad for Tom Brady's kids. Tom Brady's kids, the misperception when it comes to Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen is she actually out-earned Tom Brady. She actually had more money than Tom Brady did. And that was revealed in their split. So I'm mentioning that because Tom Brady's kids, he has one with the wife, sorry, one with the ex that he left for Gisele while she was pregnant, and then two with Gisele. Tom Brady's three kids, they have more money than or access to more money than we will ever see in our lifetime. There is no opportunity that they cannot get, more than likely. There is no door that will not be open for them, more than likely. There's nobody that they probably won't be able to date once they start dating. There's like they have everything in their fingertips, and the jokes were geared towards Tom. And the only references about his family is they were saying, oh, they basically said he chose football over his family, which he did. That's why he don't like it, because that's what he did. Only to have a shitty last season. So I don't appreciate Tom, someone who has spent decades working so hard on his craft, to be one of the best, if not the best, to ever do it. I don't appreciate him swooping in and shitting on everyone who was involved. Because when you're like, it affected my kids and I wouldn't do that again, bitch, they already did the roast. Do you really think that you're someone who would have multiple roasts? Roasts are a one-time thing. Especially when they're talking about one topic, which is your incredible history-making career. So you don't need to say you wouldn't do it again because nobody wants you to do it again. And so for him to just come in and make all the comics who were so excited about this because this was like a career highlight of his life. Or sorry, of the comics who were involved, that was a career highlight for them. And then he comes and says, oh, I wouldn't do it again. It affected my kids. It was the people, it's the people that I care about the most in the world. Shut up. You know, it's so interesting to watch Tom Brady's transition from football because he's struggling. Like he keeps on doing different things to remain famous when it's like, bitch, you're Brady. You're always gonna be famous. And I don't give a shit to have him comment, to be a commenting on Fox News. Like, who cares? I mean, I don't know. I'd rather see Tom Brady acting, to be honest. Like, I love football. It is my favorite sport to watch, but I don't need to see this man commenting. And I know I'm probably an outlier, but I'm just saying, like, He's thirsty. The man is thirsty, and I think he should be doing something that doesn't involve football because, that's been his entire life. But like, how am I supposed to feel sorry for some of the wealthiest kids in the world who were never slammed, who obviously know that their dad chose football? Like, I just don't think it was that serious. And I just feel so bad that Tom, he's like, what he said, it's bound to make every single comic who performed feel bad. And I just wish that he kept it to himself. And maybe Giselle was a really good filter and she like kept all his secrets and prevented him from making statements like this. Like, do you understand by you saying it affected your kids and you regret it that that hurts everyone involved, which was so many people performed? I watched the host over the weekend and I had to break it up into three parts because it was 3 hours, which is way too long for a goddamn roast. Granted, it was Brady, but I didn't appreciate the length of the roast. But Tom is like, I don't know, there's something very stiff and weird and uptight about Tom. Like, there was a video of him dancing forever ago, and the man cannot dance. Like, the man basically was like snapping his fingers. Like, it was bad. Like, there are weird things about Tom, and with him talking about it's a good lesson for me as a parent to be a better parent. Like, bitch, you dedicated your life to football, and now you want to be talking about parenting like this. Like, just had to say, I don't agree with Tom Brady because they did not attack his kids. They didn't say anything special. The comics, they didn't say anything that the kids hadn't heard. Like a million times already, conspiracy theory side of me makes me feel like Tom is pissed about what was said at the roast, and he strategically purposely said this to make the people in the roast feel bad, which is pathetic if that were the case. But I have absolutely no proof that that's the case, but I just want to say fuck you to Tom Brady for making everybody feel bad who was a part of the roast, and all you did was drive more people to the roast. Now everybody's gonna want to watch it to see what you're talking about. But F you, Tom. Sorry. Just like in the words of Kevin Hart, fuck you, Tom. All right. Talk to you guys later.